Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of It's a Guy's Day for a Zeit Wedding. Oh, that is courtesy of Jordan Fuller. I'm Jack, that's Miles.
It's me, Billy Idol. Billy Eilish.
Billy Idol.
What is that, Billy Eilish? Man, I love that song.
Probably doesn't even know who Billy Idol is, right? She makes me so mad.
I'm 40.
almost.
It's like the subtext. I was like, I hate these young artists because I just realized I'm the old person now.
Right. Exactly.
That's all that does. That's all that hate is. But that's why, again, I'm always standing for Gen Z. Just burn us up in your witty burns. Just flame us.
Gen Z not impressed with the millennials. I've noticed.
Nah. We're so dead inside though. We're like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No pride, like what we used to make fun of the other generations. Ah, I love it. God, pain is the only way I feel. How do I know things are real anymore?
Gen Z, does Gen Z know the difference between baby boomers and the greatest generation? Like, Gen X, they all just kind of blend together.
Doesn't matter. I don't even care.
Yeah.
You know, what does it matter anymore? Just save us.
All right, let's tell the people what's trending. Magnitude 7.4 is trending because there was a massive earthquake in southern Mexico.
Yeah. Hey, man, the world is also letting people know this is also a thing that's alive. I'm not sure what the damage is quite exactly, but 7.4 is nothing. Nothing to, you know, bat your eyelashes at, if that's a phrase when talking about the magnitude of an earthquake.
Yeah. I rarely bat my eyelashes at earthquakes, but this is definitely not the one that I will start on.
Yeah, I mean, you were lucky because you got Latisse before they took it off the market, and your lashes were so heavy that when you would bat them, it would actually give you neck problems.
Yeah.
You were headbanging.
That Latisse was giving people, like, it was like turning people's eyes black.
Like the pigment?
Yeah, the pigment was like getting black.
Hell yeah.
And that's why I look like Wes from Limp Bizkit.
Westmoreland.
I call him Wes because we're tight. Fauci is trending. He's been kind of quiet for a little while. I think Trump was like, shut up. People are giving you too much love. Keep talking about how good looking you are. What about how good looking I am?
About how ugly I am.
Fauci is back talking about it was like sort of good and bad. The good news is he thinks a vaccine will be ready by the end of 2020.
Oh, great.
The bad news is he thinks that we need to step up testing and like be very careful about opening back up in the next couple weeks. And those are two things that it doesn't seem like we're willing to do, or at least that the president is, like, he's going to have to sneak that one by the president and his supporters, I think.
That's, what a hard day for scientists. And just this whole era is, I can't even imagine what it would be like. Because already, like, as podcasters, we're people who think we're smarter than the world, and then we get angry when it doesn't look like the thing we say. But like with scientists, like they have science on their side, not just bum ass opinions like us. They have science on their side, and people are just like, nah.
I mean, that's just like your opinion, man. That's basically the Republican response to science.
Just duding it to the scientists every time.
To all scientists. And then Ron Jeremy is trending. He has been charged with 4 counts of sexual assault in Los Angeles. One of the kind of most iconic figures of the adult entertainment industry. I don't know the details. This kind of just broke while we were recording tomorrow's episode. But the assaults were took place between the years 2014 and 2019. In West Hollywood. Yeah.
Well, Ron Jeremy, though, he's one of those people you would see out all the time. Like, there was like, you could always count on seeing Ron Jeremy out at somewhere.
Yeah. Like, people, it's like, man, I was at a party and Ron Jeremy was there. It's like,
And people booed him. I remember in the early 2000s when I was, you know, of drinking age and started going out. It was funny to see Ron Jeremy because, like, when you're a kid going out finally and you're like, I'm with adults. And then you see, like, that old porn guy and, like, you're a young, toxic kid. So you don't know what the fuck. You're like, oh, fuck yeah, dude. That's so fucking tight, dude. Ron, it's so chill you're here, dude. Then you get older and you start actually realizing you're a shitbag and you need to kind of change your shit up. And you see him out and you're like, what the fuck are you doing? Okay. All right, sir.
There's also a Hollywood producer named David Gillard, who I think a lot of people I know or like had to work with, and he was charged with sexual assault, rape over like a number of them over the course of a number of years.
Wow.
So not a great industry, turns out, maybe, this entertainment industry. Also, the guy who wrote Kangaroo Jack and also was like a big billionaire or 100 millionaire, I guess, jumped off of the highest building in Century City yesterday, Steve Bing.
Wow.
That is all over the news. I don't know anything about him, but, you know, obviously very sad. And then Mel Gibson is trending, and so is Winona Ryder. She gave an interview where she talked about just facing anti-Semitism behind the scenes in Hollywood. Mel Gibson telling anti-Semitic jokes, misogynistic jokes, all very shocking and surprising.
It's really, it's like, the weirdest thing is like his response is like, they're absolutely untrue. It's like, you think people are going to believe you? Like, you're on wax talking
absolutely
like this constantly.
Untrue? Fuck off. The interview also, she mentions that Francis Ford Coppola was trying to get her to cry on the set of Bram Stoker's Dracula. And the way he did it was asking the other cast members to like verbally abuse her, essentially, and just hurl insults at her. And Keanu Reeves refused to do so. So Keanu Reeves stays the one good guy in Hollywood. maybe.
It's almost like people, we got to stop exalting him because, you know, the higher you are, the harder you will fall.
Yeah.
I can't, I can no longer put all my eggs in the Keanu basket. I have to just, I can no longer be like, Keanu is free from anything. I'm not saying he's evil, but I like, in my mind, I was always doing the thing like that we do with celebrities. We're like, that guy is pure good and nothing will ever be wrong. When I'm like, I feel like that's a weird way of thinking. I'm trying to be like, people are human. I'm glad all the stories about him are good. And that's how I need to look at him. They're like, yeah, Keanu Reeves is actually Jesus Christ back in the form of like with shaggier hair and like really good close quarter combat skills.
Yeah. Were you of an age where Winona Ryder was like a early crush for you?
Yeah, because I loved Beetlejuice and I loved her in Beetlejuice.
Me too.
I think, yeah, that was probably the first time. That's all I needed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of whatever the next thing was, because for me, my strongest memory of Winona Ryder and always being like, I like Winona Ryder, I think it's just because I loved Beetlejuice.
Yeah, Heathers was big. Mermaids was one that was big in my household. She was a kid in that, I think, but I think I saw it when I was like a child also.
Yeah.
Anyway, shout out to Winona Ryder. And those are the four things that are trending right now.
Oh.
Anything else we want to talk about?
No. Oh, also, I'll just say Edward Scissorhands. I liked her in Edward Scissorhands, too. I
think Yeah.
Back-to-back whimsical things. And I was like, okay, I like this is a vibe, and I'm into it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, guys, that's going to do it for today. We'll be back tomorrow with a whole-ass episode of The Daily Zeitgeist. Until then, be kind to yourselves, be kind to each other, wash your hands and don't do nothing, and we'll be back. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.